Now that's of course a parabolic microphone. You see those on the sports. They give you the focused directional sounds. Hopefully this is going to give us. Hopefully we're going to get something that you can say that hey, that's Sasquatch. We again, folks. We are in a low level. We're in a basin, if you will, southern Illinois. Some pretty good sized hills on either side of us. We're at the bottom, and if you look off in the background, you can see the tops of the hills. And when we come down that hill, I told you we were going to be down in the boonies. It got real dark and a little cooler in that area. It has a basically what we're looking at is if you take from the time we get down into the bottoms, skirting the area where we are standing now and then back up, that's probably a good 2 miles. The road, you know, the road is meandering a wee bit. It's not a straight shot, but that's the area in which we're going to cover tonight then.
Yeah.
Whenever we get down to this, we're talking about the different scenarios that are quite possible in the community that is in the Sasquatch research. Again, I'm playing the role as the skeptic. I'm talking as if we will have an encounter. I'm open-minded enough to say, okay, let's set it up. Let's let you lead the way. This is your foray. You know what you're doing. Jeff, you've gone, you've encountered. The rest of us here are just kind of following. You mentioned that you are a guest of ours. No, you are. I'm giving you the rein to go do your thing. And it is really getting dark. We can still catch tree lines and still some ambient light.
Which is nice.
Because of we are again in a valley, southern Illinois, between Centralia and Mount Vernon. Been out here a couple hours now. One car has driven by. We got out here when it was daylight, set everything up. Jeff, okay. Because of that intimidation factor,
right.
and the fair.
Right.